from Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
John, do you think the mountain air will disagree with me?
Disagree with you? My dear, it wouldn't dare.
Why, you poor staff, I've got a good mind
there,
to...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
We must think of the future, Mary. We must economize. Why, if I were to die, where would you be?
I'd be at the Palladium. Where would you be?
Where would I be? Why, that...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's, so come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Mark Yakakis.
Yes, if you want to really know what's going on, you got to read the newspapers. What do you know? Itchy, still on the loose. Now, the first thing I do is turn to the birth column. Always read the birth column to see if anybody was born that I know. Say, what's this in the gossip column? Get this. What actress was seen with what well-known playboy at whose party with what's his name on what night of the year? Wonder if he means whatchamacallit. Of course, it could be who's this. No, it couldn't be because he wasn't aware of that, but it is very interesting. Well, it's all there is in the papers today. No, I forgot to read the front page. Yeah, but the front page of our newspaper is always so dull. All they put on it is news. But I like to read the weather report from the front page anyways. Let's see what it says. More rain expected. Maximum temperature 64, minimum temperature 49. Precipitation 65, University of Southern California 7. I knew they could never beat dear old precipitation. Well, what's this? President Truman is expected in town today. Gonna have a big parade. Gee, no wonder business is so quiet. I bet everybody's out to see the president. President Truman, I think he's a wonderful man. Nah. Oh, my. President's got a tough job. I got a tough job, too. Didn't get through in the restaurant here till 3 o'clock this morning. Oh, I'm sleepy. President of the United States, imagine. Gee, it must be wonderful to be the president.
President Parkyakakis?
Yes?
Mr. President, I have been a senator for 27 years, and as you know, I represent the great state of Oblivion.
What can I do for you, Senator?
I would like to have you sign this bill.
Bills, bills, bills. All I hear is bills. My desk is loaded with bills. So busy with bills that don't got time to take care of the most important bill of all.
What's that?
My electric bill. If I don't pay that, they'll shut off the lights. Here comes Miss Betty Rhodes, my number one secretary. I'll see you later, Senator.
Very well. Goodbye, President Parkyakakis.
Goodbye, Senator DeLondre. Miss Rhodes, what's my appointment list for today?
Well, from 11 to 11:04, the Secretary of Agriculture will be here.
Secretary of Agriculture? Like that fella, he's down to earth. Go on with my appointments.
Well, from 11:04 to 11:06, you see Senator Egg.
Only 2 minutes for Senator Egg? You have to have at least 4 minutes. He's hard-boiled. And say, Miss Secretary, my nephew would like to sail a few boats in the bathtub. Call up the Secretary of the Navy. Tell him to send over a couple of battleships.
With or without sailors?
Better make it with sailors. Make it lonesome. You want to talk to somebody. And by the by, my other nephew complained of a stomach ache last night. Would you please call up the Secretary of the Interior and tell him to look into it?
Yes, Mr. President.
And did you send out those 2 letters we wrote yesterday?
Oh, yes, Mr. President. You owe me 6 cents for stamps.
6 cents? Say, I've been meaning to ask you, how much do we pay for 3 cent stamps?
3 cents?
You mean to say we pay 3 cents for 3 cent stamps? Call up the Postmaster General. I'm the president, and I should get stamps wholesale. Anything else?
Well, yes, the FBI called up. It's about that house on 92nd Street.
What about it?
Well, you can rent it now. It's vacant.
Thank you, Miss Rhodes. Anybody else waiting for me?
Well, yes, the Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. O.P. Cates.
Oh, yes, I sent for him. Send him in. He sends me. Well, come right in, Treasurer Cates.
Thank you, Mr. President. You sent for me?
Yes, I did. You've been treasurer for 3 years, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You handle all this country's money, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Good. I want to make a phone call. Give me 2 nickels for a dime.
Okay, shall I take it out of the treasury or take it out of my own personal account?
Well, I take it out of the treasury, of course.
Okay. Here you are.
Thank you. By the way, Mr. Cates, how much money have we got in the treasury?
It's a funny thing you asked me that. I just got through counting it.
Yes?
We have exactly 7,961,421,716,814 and I can't remember whether it's 3 cents or 4 cents.
Well, count it over again and make sure. I'd like to know exactly how much we got.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Mr. President.
Goodbye. Miss Rhodes, being president is a pretty hard job.
Oh, yes, Mr. President.
Nah, that phone again. I'll get it. Hello? Los Angeles is calling. Collect? Okay, put him on. Los Angeles is calling. Hello, Lois? Yes, this is the president. What? The state of California is pretty mad and they want to leave the union. But why? Oh, for heaven's sake, that's a crazy reason. It rains everywhere. Okay, I'll have it rain in Florida, too. Goodbye. Miss Rhodes, I'm really tired. I'd like to relapse. Would you sing a song for me? I'll play the piano for you.
Oh, fine. Do you know What's the Use of Wondering?
Do I? It's one of my favorites.
What's the use of wondering if he's good or if he's bad? Or if you like the way he wears his hat. Oh, what's the use of wondering if he's good or if he's bad? He's your fella and you love him. That's all there is to that. Common sense may tell you that the ending will be sad, and now's the time to break and run away. But what's the use of wondering if the ending will be sad? He's your fella and you love him. There's nothing more to say. Something made him the way that he is, whether he's false or true. And something gave him the things that are his. One of those things is you. Oh, when he wants your kisses, you'll give them to the lad. And anywhere he leads you, you will walk. And any time he needs you, you'll go running there like mad. You're his girl, and he's your fella.
You sang that song very nicely, Miss Charles. Now, do I have any other appointments?
Well, yes. The Speaker of the House, Mr. Robert Williams, is waiting to see you.
Oh, yes. Send Mr. Williams in.
Hello, Mr. President.
How do you do, Mr. Speaker? Well, you got your speech ready?
Speeches, speeches, speeches. All I do is make speeches. I'm getting sick and tired of making...
There, Mr. Speaker. Why be irritated? Light and all gold.
A wonderful suggestion. Thank you, Mr. President. Now, as Speaker of the House, I have prepared the speech that I am to make before Congress tomorrow.
Yes.
And I may say, without ego, that this is the finest speech I have ever written.
Good. Read it to me.
Quote.
Yes.
Attention, fellow Americans. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary to get comfort and pleasure, lighten old gold. Especially today. But you can't get pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Here, here.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I continue?
Please do.
To help prevent cigarette dryness, Old Golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey.
Ah, Mr. Speaker, that speech will get millions of votes for Old Golds.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome.
Then I say...
Yes.
Give me liberty or give me death. But in any event, give me Latakia. For Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia.
Mr. Speaker, these words will go down in history.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I wind up my speech. I wind up my speech by saying...
Yes.
In conclusion, for delightful extra flavor, smoke Old Gold. That's for extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. So try a pack, first chance you get.
That's a wonderful speech, Mr. Spooker. And tomorrow, when you walk up to the Spikers platform and spook, everybody will know what you're spooking about.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, I almost forgot. Unquote.
Smart fellow, that Speaker Williams. Well, I guess that's all the appointments I have for today. Am I glad? I have never been so busy.
Well, Parky,
I guess.
Hey, wake up, Parky. Hey, Parky.
Huh?
Wake up.
How dare you disturb the... Oh, where am I? Oh, it's you, Betty.
Parky, you've been sleeping.
I was? I must have been dreaming. Betty, I just dreamed I was the president.
Oh, I guess that's because President Truman's visiting our town today and you've had him on your mind.
Yeah, I guess that's it, Betty. Say, you know something? I really enjoyed being the president. And I guess that's the only way I'll ever be the president, Betty, is in my dreams.
Well, yes, Parky, because before you can become president, you'd have to have a wide experience in politics.
Oh, Betty, I would have made a great politician. You know, even when I was a little baby, my mother was sure I was going to grow up to be a politician.
Oh, really? What made her so sure?
I could say more things that sounded good and didn't mean anything that anybody ever seen. I started to go into politics, but I didn't go very far. See, I lived in a small town, and I was elected to only one office.
Oh, well, what office was that?
Dog catcher. I held that office for 8 years and finally had to give it up.
Well, what happened?
I caught the dog.
Hi, Betty. Hello, Parky.
Oh, hello, Hoppy. Say, Hoppy, you know, I just had a dream that you was the treasurer of the United States.
You did? Well, you couldn't have picked out a better man. Gee, Betty, did you ever see so many people lined up on the street? I could hardly get through the crowd.
Well, Opie, they're waiting to see the president. He's in town today, you know.
Well, I guess I ought to know the president's in town. I've been with him all morning. In fact, I just left him.
Oh, you know the president? Say, maybe I'm still dreaming.
Sure, I know the president. I met him at the train this morning. Well, I've known him for 25 years.
You have? Why, Opie, you never told me you knew the president.
Well, you never asked me. I knew him from back in Missouri.
Well, that's right, Opie. The president is from Missouri.
Well, I'm from Missouri, too. You got to show me. Opie, I don't believe you know the president.
You don't?
No.
Well, I'll show you if I know him or not. Hand me that phone, son. I'll call him at the hotel right now.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. You know the president.
Hello. Grand Hotel. Suite 500, please. Hello. Who is this? Oh, Edgar? Say, put the president on, will you? This is Opie. That's his bodyguard, Parker. Edgar.
Edgar?
He's calling the president now. Oh, hello, Harry. This is Opie.
Harry? Gee, Betty, he calls the president by his maiden name.
What do you know?
Say, Prez, I'm down here at the restaurant where I work, and the boss don't believe that I know you, and I thought maybe... You will? Oh, gosh, that'll be wonderful. Hold the line. Parky, how would you like the president to have dinner here tonight in the restaurant?
The president have dinner here? Gee, I don't believe it.
You don't? No. Well, here, you talk to him. Prez, I want you to say hello to the boss here. Go ahead, Parky, talk to him.
Hello, Your Honor. This is Park Yukakis. I say, Park Yukakis. You are sitting down? The whole party? The whole Democratic Party?
Just a second. Hold the line, Press. Oh, no, Parky. He's just got about 15 or 18 men in his party.
Oh, that's all right. Tell him to bring him along. Glad to have him.
Okay, Mr. President. I'll come over and get you and bring you over here. Goodbye. Swell fellow, the president. Well, I'm going to go over and pick him up. I'll see you later. Huh?
Okay, Harry. Let me help you. Jim, I ain't nervous.
Oh, Parky, isn't it wonderful the president's having dinner here? Why, Parky's restaurant will be famous from coast to coast. I'm so excited. I'm going to call up the newspapers.
Yes, and Betty, we'll never wash the dishes and the silverware that he uses. We'll put him in a big showcase, and if he leaves any food over on his plate, we won't throw it away. We'll frame it. Gee, what an honor. Imagine me, Park Yukakis, serving the President of the United States. Think of it, Betty. During the war, he was the second greatest man in the whole nation.
The second greatest man?
Yes.
Well, who was the first?
My butcher.
Moby Cates is clarinet in this orchestra play, Calling All Clarinets.
Parky.
Hi, Bob.
Say, Bob Williams, I just had a dream about you. I dreamed I was the president and you was the Speaker of the House.
The Speaker of the House, eh?
Yes.
What was I speaking about?
You know what you were speaking about. Old Gulch.
Oh, yeah.
And it's wonderful, Bob. I even dream about Old Gulch. I dreamed that you got irritated and I said to you, there, Bob, why be irritated? Light an old goal.
Say, Bob, let me ask you something. Wherever I go, I hear that popular slogan, why be irritated? Light an old goal. Why an old goal?
Well, Betty, I can answer that very simply. You see, to give you extra smoking comfort when you need it, the Old Gold folks go to the greatest lengths to provide a superior cigarette. Only the finest is good enough down to the last detail.
Old Gold's giving you the finest, that's nothing new, Bob. That's been going on for a long, long time.
For almost two centuries, Betty. It goes back to the year 1760. That was the year Pierre Lorillard started his tobacco business.
Lorillard, well, that's been a fine old tobacco name for generations.
Oh, you bet it has. That's because Pierre Lorillard was concerned with details. And in every detail of the products he sold, he gave more than the smokers expected. That's why Old Golds are better. Old Gold isn't only content with its selection of the world's choicest tobaccos. It adds another detail, another refinement. Its touch of Latakia for extra flavor and richness.
And don't forget apple honey, Bob, because that makes a difference in cigarettes too, doesn't it?
Sure does, Betty. You see, apple honey is a special humectant that Old Gold adds because they're not satisfied with ordinary moistening agents. And that's another detail, another refinement that helps Old Golds to give you comfort and pleasure. So when we say, don't let little annoyances get you down, we mean just that. For real smoking relaxation, try a pack of Old Golds today. Well, I'll see you later, folks. Bye.
Hey, Parky, I've got a million things to do to get ready for the president. Would you excuse me?
Yes, go right ahead, Betty. I got a million things to do, too. Uh-oh, I better wait on this lady coming in.
Oh, how do you do, sir? Someone phoned our office to say the president is going to have dinner here tonight.
Phoned your office? Who are you?
I'm the society editor of the Daily Press. My name is Hubba.
Tubba?
No, not Tubba. I said Hubba Hubba.
Oh, Hubba 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 Hubba. What could I do for you, Miss Hubba?
Well, I'm sure my readers would be most interested in knowing what you're planning to serve the president for dinner.
Oh, I see. Well, so long as he's the president of the United States, nothing is too good for him, so I'm going to serve him my famous tomato surprise.
Tomato surprise?
Yes.
Oh, my, that sounds yummy. How do you make it?
Well, first you make sure nobody's looking. See? Then you take two eggs, you beat them up very gently, then you quietly put in two spoons of sugar. Then you sneak in a half pound of walnuts. Then you put in some flour and a half a grapefruit, then very tenderly, you put the whole thing in the oven, let it bake very slowly for 2 hours. And that's my tomato surprise.
Where does the surprise come in?
I don't use tomatoes.
That clever?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for this wonderful interview. And may I say that you're a very interesting man and very stupid, too. Goodbye.
So you got a fine nerve. I'm a very stupid man. That's a fine time she picked out. Come in and interview me. And I got so much work to do getting ready for the president. Oh, my, the time is flying. He'll be here before I know it. Oh, maybe this is him coming in now. Oh, no, it's that Orville Sharp, the salesman.
Why, hello, Mr. Parker, Cockers.
Hello.
Hey, I just met Opie Cates on the street, and he tells me that the president is going to have dinner here tonight. Am I correct it?
Correct it.
Hey, this is going to be a great thing for your restaurant. You realize that, don't you?
Oh, sure, I realize that, all right.
After the president eats here, this is going to be one of the most famous restaurants in the United States. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt? No, there's no doubt about that.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you want the president to have a good time here. Am I correct it?
Correct it.
You know the president likes to play the piano, don't you?
Yes, I heard he's a great piano player.
Now, when he sits down to play that piano,
yep. He's
going to have music in front of him, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Who are you buying your page turners from?
Page turners?
Why, sure. You don't expect the president of the United States to turn his own pages, do you?
You mean to say that the president don't turn his own pages?
Why, of course he don't. He's too big a man to do that kind of stuff. He don't do nothing for himself.
He don't?
Why, of course he don't. He ain't like ordinary people. When people like you and me, we get a toothache, we go to the dentist. Am I correct it?
Correct it.
But not the president. When he gets a toothache, he sends somebody else to the dentist.
He does?
Why, abso.
Well,
president has special guys that do everything for him.
Imagine having a special fella just to turn the pages. Say, why couldn't I turn the pages for him?
What? You mean to say that you take the responsibility of turning the president's pages? You know how to read music?
No, I don't.
Then how would you know when to turn a page? Oh, buddy, you could get yourself all jammed up. For instance, let me give you an example.
An example?
Yeah. Now, look, suppose the president wants to play that song called the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
Yes.
When do you turn the pages? Go ahead, wise guy, tell me. When do you turn the pages?
I don't know.
That's what I mean. Now, let me show you what happens.
Yes.
The president is on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. You turn the page at the wrong time.
Yes.
The train goes off the track. There's a horrible wreck. Thousands of people are killed. And you're the guy that's responsible for it. You realize what this means?
Yes, I realize what this means. I'm in big trouble. Am I correct?
Correct. Now, look, you want me to send over a page turner or not?
Maybe I should have one. Tell me, how much does a page turner cost?
Oh, I can send you over a very good one for $50.
$50 just to turn a few pages?
Well, how much was you figuring on spending for a good page turner?
Well, I figured to spend about $2.
$2? The guy I'm talking about is the best page turner in the business. Why, for $2, he wouldn't even wet his thumb. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ready. Didn't I set the table nicely? Don't you love the candles and the flowers? And boy, just look at that food.
Say, you know something, Betty? That food looks good enough to eat. Oh, Betty, he's up now. And I guess that distinguished-looking gentleman with him is the president. Boy, if I never see him, here they come.
Parky, I want you to shake hands with the president. Harry, this is Parky Carcass.
Gee, this is a great honor, Your Honor.
Glad to know you, Mr. Parky Carcass.
You know something, Mr. President? I hope you'll pardon me for saying this, but when I look on you in person, you don't look as good as your picture in this morning's paper.
Picture in this morning's paper?
Yes.
I didn't have my picture in this morning's paper.
You didn't? Pardon you, Your Honor, but don't you be Harry Truman, the President of the United States?
Of course not. I'm Harry Green, President of the Musicians Union.
Oh,
let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. For the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Obie Gates, his clarinet and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parky's. This is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.